Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
At Superior Livestock, we're all about delivering dependable for over 30 years. And our next sale coming up Thursday, May 28th, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 36,400 head to be offered, 5,000 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 2,800 weaned calves, and over 21,000 calves on cows. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Smith's Gold is an OSU wheat variety developed from the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many of the challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, longer grazing, and even better baking quality. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has longer lasting resistance to stripe rust. It also provides great flavor in whole wheat products from pasta to pizza. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties widely preferred by millers. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Crop progress numbers out a day later than normal because of the Memorial Day holiday and showing us that nationally, U.S. corn crop just about planted, 88% now planted nationally. What a difference a year makes. We were at 55% done at this point a year ago and had a hard time getting the entire crop actually planted. Soybean crop, 65% planted, two-thirds done versus 26% at this point 1 year ago. First rating on the quality and the condition of the crop, 70% in good to excellent shape for the U.S. corn crop. U.S. wheat crop remains looking pretty good, but we're, of course, delayed because of rains because it's up to harvest time. 60% of the Oklahoma crop now rated in good to excellent shape, actually 7 points better than just a week ago. We are now 95% headed, but waiting on harvest. Had some test cutting down around Granfield, but nothing really happening as of yet. Texas crop, 44% in good to excellent shape, 27% harvested now, and the Kansas crop unchanged from a week ago at 40%. In good to excellent condition. Out today will be our newest podcast in the Road to Rural Prosperity series, and it's going to be a good one, a conversation with Jack Statz, outgoing state FFA advisor, who's very proud about how the FFA brand has been able to be expanded to a lot more schools across the state, especially in recent years.
We actually, through the help of the state legislature, we actually funded 32 new programs, and that's with also the pushing and the support of our director, Dr. Mack. I mean, so when you add 32 new programs and funded programs in the state of Oklahoma, somebody has to like your product. And I've always found out that it's pretty easy to sell those FFA blue jackets. Those kids that wear them do so many incredible things. It's pretty easy to sell that program.
Outgoing FFA state advisor Jack Statz. You can check on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for podcast details later on today. Sign up for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, now underway. You need to be contacting your local FSA office. You have to do that either online or most producers will have to make a call. Getting in a virtual line to get that interview done, there's a list of forms up on the USDA website. Look for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, and they'll be able to give you the details of what you need as far as to have those facts and figures in place to sign up for your particular crop or livestock enterprise. Cattle, hogs, corn, cotton, grain sorghum, soybeans, pecans, all crops that are eligible for the CFAP, according to USDA and the FSA. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.